Access denied. Access denied. Access denied. Access granted.
I don't buy the idea that there is a one and only. We used to marry till death do us part. Today we marry till love dies. We used to marry and have sex for the first time. Today you marry and you stop having sex with others. You used to have monogamy, one person for life, and today monogamy is one person at a time. And everybody says I'm monogamous in all my relationships. The norms are changing so fast. There is nothing you can do when you leave a person than to tell them, so sorry that you're hurting them, you have loved them deeply and you wish them the best and you thank them for everything they've given you, and yet you're going to go. And it is just raw pain. You can't circumvent that. Heartbreak is heartbreak.
Whipping on the radio. You got something that belongs to me. Your body language says it all. Despite the things you said to me, who is it that's got you all gassed up? Yeah. Changing your opinion on me. I was only gone for the last few months, but you don't have the time to wait on me. Yeah. I tried with you. It's more to life than sleeping in and getting high with you. I had to let go of us to show myself what I could do, and that just didn't sit right with you. Yeah. Now you're trying to make me feel away on purpose. Now you're throwing it back in my face on purpose. Now you're talking down on my name on purpose. Yeah, and you don't feel no way. You think I deserve it? Stop listening to things you say, cause you don't mean it anyway. Yeah. Feel away, young nigga, feel away. Maybe we just should've did things my way instead of the other way. I tried with you. It's more to life than sleeping in and getting high with you. I had to let go of us to show myself what I could do. That just didn't sit right with you. Yeah, and now you're trying to make me feel away on purpose. Now you're throwing it back in my face on purpose. Now you're talking down on my name on purpose. Yeah, and you don't feel no way. You think I deserve it?
Cannot be reached at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone.
I know you see me calling, but it's cool. It's not supposed to be like this, but shit happened. We probably would have still been together, but you a liar. You did me bogus. You acted like you ain't give no fuck. You was my first love and my first love lost. You taught me niggas not shit. So now it's dog or get dog. Thanks to you.
Feel like they look, got a nigga deep in. Heart hurting, feel like ain't breathing. I'm just wondering why you leaving.
Go real.
Shit, loving you too hard, it ain't easy.
You be talking now that hurt you, what about my feelings? You the type that like to pop it, they gon' play the vegan. I tried to hurt you so that you can see what I was feeling. Until I realized best revenge is if I make you miss me. Seem like you don't appreciate me till I'm done with you. I'm sick of lying to my family like I'm done with you. Then pull my ass out asking God to break this bone with you. Don't even think you understand how much I fucked with you.
You really missing out.
How you come to doing fuck shit but tell me to keep it solid? Boy, you want a stupid bitch, but baby, that ain't how I'm rocking. You like stay down tired, grow up. Boy, I ain't your fucking mom. I'm a nigga, I'm gon' fuck up. Shit, me too, let's get it poppin'. You a female, you can't do that. Nigga, what? Nigga, stop. Boy, stop acting like you stupid. Like you don't know, I got options. He like them niggas, ain't me though. Shit, I know, cause them your partners. I'm my daddy, daughter, babe. Let me show you
feel
how
like
I'm rockin'.
Feel like they look, got a nigga deep in. Heart hurtin', feel like I ain't breathing. I'm just wondering why you leaving. Shit, loving you too hard, it ain't easy. Feel like they look, got a nigga deep in. Heart hurtin', feel like I ain't breathing.
Family time right here.
Let's go!
They've been trying to look me in my eyes. Tell me everything that I said twice. Baby, tell me why are you lying? Everything you said, now why are you crying? Baby, move slower. I've been fucking on your shit yeah, since October. Don't try to go and ask me if I know her. Cause I don't, girl, yeah, I don't. Fuck they crying. Baby, I don't know why they silent. To the tone. Maybe take my hand and maybe trust me again. I'm sorry that I can't interest any and one of your friends. And your friends wanna be my friends. And baby, why don't you understand that I ain't watching what your friends do? Cause I know your friends, I just like you.
Sir Ski! Already know the deal, you know the vibes. This is Family Time with Uncle Sean Don P. I am, of course, your highly favored, your blessed, your hostess with the absolute mostest. I am your toxic king. I am your uncle. I am your family. And if you did not hear me in the intro, please let my baby girl tell you one more time. I am. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. First off, I want to start by welcoming all my first time and all my last time listeners. Usually how I start this thing, I started by telling you how your uncle is doing, what's going on in my neck of the woods. And then I get to the shits. I get to everything that's been going on this week in news, entertainment, sports, and pretty much everything that's been going up and down your timeline. Your uncle gets to it. We're going to talk about it. First, I want to talk about some shit, man. Excuse me. I am sick as a dog, man. Your uncle came in here sick as hell, but the show must go on. Y'all know how much this shit means to me, and it kind of goes on with what I want to talk about. And that's putting the extra fucking mile in. I don't care what you're doing out there. I don't care if you baking cookies. I don't care if you selling candles. I don't care if you're an online chef. I don't care if you're an online boutique makeup seller. I don't care if you're a Instagram model. I don't care if you're an influencer. I don't care if you working on a stock market and you working in Bitcoin and all. I don't give a fuck what you do, but I want you to know, and I want you to just feel what I'm saying, because I felt this all week, man. And this is another reason why I'm here, man. You got to put that extra mile in. You got to put that extra effort in, because if you really want to accomplish your dreams, you really want to manifest all the things that you have in your head. Because I know some of y'all are like me. Y'all sit up at late hours of the night and just think about, why is my life not how I want it to be? How does everyone that I see on social media and in the world, how are they getting to the things that they want to achieve? And that's by putting the extra mile in. I know it's hard. I know it's fucking hard. For example, man, I'm sick. I've been fucked up. I can barely talk. My throat hurts. I'm coughing. I'm finna down a whole bottle of NyQuil in a couple of hours. My back is killing me. I'm sore. I've been working for nonstop for 2 straight weeks. But guess what? Your uncle is still here to give you another motherfucking high quality podcast. Why? Because I love y'all. I love talking. I love this podcast shit, man. And as long as I'm breathing, I'm going to go that extra mile for what I want and what I want to accomplish and what I want to get done, man. Because so many people just be like, I don't have time to do this shit, between work and the kids, between paying for these bills, man. These bills ain't going to pay itself. Following my dreams ain't going to pay the bills. Going to this 9-to-5 going to pay the bills. Bartending at this bar going to pay the bills. Fucking, if this OnlyFans going to pay the bill, whatever's going to pay the bills, it's going to pay the bills. These selling these crystals going to pay the bills. Whatever you got going on, you think, I don't have time for that shit. You have time. I don't care if you're 15. I don't care if you're 20. I don't care if you're 23. I don't care if you're 30, 40, 50, 60, or 70. As long as you have life in your body, as long as you can get up and go get it, I don't care. You could, fam, you don't even got to get up and go get it. If you're in a wheelchair, you can go wheel and go get it, man. Go get that shit. Just do what you believe. Just trust the process and just keep your head down and keep working, man. With that being said, this is episode, what episode is this, man? Because I be getting confused, man. We so many episodes in, these hating ass niggas, man, they can't stop us. This is episode 143 of this thing we be doing all the motherfucking time, man. And we got a few things to talk about, man. A lot has been happening this week, so we might as well get into it, man. Let's get it. Damn, BT. Man, oh man, oh man. I'm sorry I have to come in here and I have to start the podcast like this, but unfortunately, a Louisiana legend, we lost another one, man. Unfortunately, man, I have to be the one to come in here and tell you guys we lost another legend, man. Another legend in the making. Someone called this young man a legend. Other legends like Boozy Badass came out this week and coined him a Louisiana legend. Unfortunately, after coming here and report Jay the Youngin from Louisiana, more specifically his hometown of Bogalusa, Louisiana was his hometown. His real name was Javorius Tyke Scott, professionally known as Jay the Youngin. Has unfortunately met his demise at the age of 24 now. Man, it just brings the whole like just vibe of the pod down, and I hate to start with this, and unfortunately it's just another lesson of just being in the right place, well, not even being in the right place, being in the wrong time, being in the wrong place at the wrong time. And unfortunately it's a story, and it basically, I don't even know. I'm thinking of a way how to sugarcoat this for y'all family, but ain't no way to really sugarcoat this shit, man. This young man who was super, super talented, who made a way for his family, generations after him, to be successful and create generational wealth, he was trapped in the trap. And this is what we call the trap in the hood, because the trap, to me, is a place where you can get out, you can decide to move around in the trap, but unfortunately the trap traps you and you lose your freedom or you lose your life. And it looks like Jay the Youngin was another victim of the trap, because it's being reported that he was reportedly gunned down, hit with about 8 bullets. He was basically assassinated in front of his father's house. Reports came out that he had sustained about 8 gunshots. He also was shot along with his dad. And there were so many rumors coming out, like the people that came to kill him were basically coming to kill his father, because his father, now this is allegedly his father, had raped some underage girl or something had happened, and they were coming for retaliation. They were saying it was connected to a shooting before this. This was retaliation for that. And just a whole lot of craziness was coming out. But word hit the internet, and then we unfortunately learned that he passed away. And this is literally while his sister's finding out about the news about her brother passing online, and then responding to people's comments like, nah, my brother's not dead. Y'all weird ass people in the internet always talking about some shit you don't know. And then we unfortunately got confirmation that he passed. His baby mother, who they have been just up and down on social media, she came out and basically spoke on his passing and saying, yo, I'm heartbroken. Everyone's heartbroken, but it's just sad, because growing up in Louisiana is just it's full of crime, it's full of just poverty. And just hearing his music, you can tell he's from just a different type of poverty. If you really listen to his lyrics, you could see that the mindset he was in and was trying to break out of while recording music, or while growing up, while raising his own children. Like, it's hard to leave everything you've known to go to a whole new world where, you know, things are better. You know what I'm saying? And the song that I played, 23 Island, was, I believe, one of the first songs I ever heard from Jay the Youngin. And to me, it really represented like, yo, I'm on an island by myself. I'm not like, you know, the people where I grew up from. I'm trying to separate myself and be on my own type of shit, elevating all that shit. And it just sucks, because the demons from your family's past can come back to even haunt you, even when you've broken generational curses. They can come back to haunt you. And it's just so much sad shit that was going on. His uncle was coming on the news saying how people came from around the house, ambushed him, just a whole bunch of just crazy shit we just kept hearing come out on the internet. I'm gonna see if I can find the clip where his uncle was speaking to the news, because it was just it was really shocking. And it just, one thing I just want to speak on, because we all know it was sad, we all know it was tragic, but just coming on the internet and seeing people, first of all, point out his possible murderers, not knowing nothing, just from previous beef. Two, seeing people that he beefed with coming out and openly mocking his death. And three, the fans just taunting an actual person dying. Like, to me, it was so disgusting, because it's like, bro, people put no value on human life anymore. People don't care, like, if you're a human and you're going through something traumatic. Like, you could go through the most traumatic thing ever, which is losing your fucking life in due to gun violence. Like, dying by 8 bullets is not something to be laughed about. It's nothing that someone should look at and make a joke about, because it's some real shit. It's some shit that should never happen. But let me play this news report.
There would be no stone left unturned until we found out who took him.
LC Jefferson says he's devastated at the news that his grandson, 24-year-old Javarius Scott, also known as Jada Youngett, was murdered Wednesday night in his hometown of Bugalusa.
This is only what I hear. Someone came up from behind the house, you know, and with a ski mask on, and gunned him down in broad open daylight on a public road, a road that's a busy road. So people have gotten so bold of doing things today because they know, or they feel like they won't be caught. I remember when he first started his music. I remember him sitting out here 2-3 o'clock in the morning, him and his cousin writing music. Sad that at his young age, just when he was really getting things right the way that they should be, that he had to be taken away.
And say there's already been a number of shootings in the area since the rapper was killed.
A few minutes later, while my officers are investigating this scene, we had a call of another shooting across town. Later in the night, a few hours later, we just had a third shooting where a house was shot up that we also believe to be related.
Police say no one was hurt during the other two shootings. A few suspects have been identified, but no motive or suspect yet in the case of...
So, yeah, just hearing all that was just... It was heartbreaking, man. It was just... It just added on to my belief of, I don't know where this world is going, where death is so just easily accepted, and it's just so... It's just looked at as just like something casual, like, oh, another rapper died, or oh, his ops caught him lacking. Or, like, we chalk it up to so much little shit. People don't understand the gravity of what just happened. Like, yes, this was an artist. Yes, this was someone who was born into poverty in situations, and they may have not made the best choices, but you could see he was trying to make better choices. His last post on Instagram was him playing with his child and unfortunately saying, like, yo, house arrest sucks. And it looked like he was in some trouble. He's been in some trouble for the past couple months. But it looks like being on, you know, being out of jail and just being on probation or parole, that he was trying to just, you know, focus on music and take care of his son and just stay out the mix. But unfortunately, your demons from your past and your family's past can come back to haunt you. But I just want this to be just a lesson that you can break that curse. You don't have to. I know it's hard when you've been around your friends that you grew up your whole life. You draw from these experiences with your friends of the things you used to do growing up in the streets. And that is what catapults you out of the hood to 23 Island. But not being able to escape the poverty, it's just something that breaks my heart every time I see some shit like this. I don't like it becoming a trend of just, oh shit, another rapper gone, just and just the internet making light of it, man. It just, it's sad, man. Just rest in peace, Jada Young, man. This shit keep fighting. New bag, brand new deposit. Brand new deposit. Fuck drip, I don't need no status. I don't need no status. Throw the plug, I ain't talking about psych. No, I ain't talking about psych. I ain't on no mileage. Percocets all inside of my body. I thought about taking them Roxas, but I told myself I need to stop it. Wanna take my bitch on the island. Do whatever to see you smiling. When I give her what she hollering, but I never thought about going hollering. No, just want you smiling. Forever with your love, this feeling if you roll them rockin'. Let's run on some money together. Leave out them rope bitches wild. Like, what the fuck is we gon' do with a wife? It's crazy, I sent $1 million. I dropped out of school and I ain't go to college. Bitch, give me more nigga than the college. She fucked the whole team before on the roster. In other news, man, Will Smith is back on the scene. He is back in the news. Last time we seen him, he gave us the slap that touched the whole world, basically. I'm on the other side of the world, and I was able to see Will Smith smack the dog shit out of Chris Rock. And literally 2 to 3 days later, I had an animated hoodie with Will Smith smacking Chris Rock in the fucking face. So I can tell you, this was the slap heard all around the world. But Will decided to come out in his own YouTube video and let us know what happened that night.
Why didn't you apologize to Chris in your acceptance speech? I was fogged out by that point. It's all fuzzy. I've reached out to Chris, and the message that came back is that he's not ready to talk, and when he is, he will reach out. So I will say to you, Chris, I apologize to you. My behavior was unacceptable, and I'm here whenever you're ready to talk. I want to apologize to Chris's mother. I saw an interview that Chris's mother did, and you know, that was one of the things about that moment. I just didn't realize, and you know, I wasn't thinking, but how many people got hurt in that moment. So I want to apologize to Chris's mother. I want to apologize to Chris's family, specifically Tony Rock. You know, we had a great relationship. You know, Tony Rock was my man. This is probably irreparable. I spent the last 3 months replaying and understanding the nuances and the complexities of what happened in that moment. And I'm not going to try to unpack all of that right now, but I can say to all of you, there is no part of me that thinks that was the right way to behave in that moment. There's no part of me that thinks that's the optimal way to handle a feeling of disrespect or insults. After Jada rolled her eyes, did she tell you to do something? No. It's like, you know, I made a choice on my own, from my own experiences, from my history with Chris. Jada had nothing to do with it. I'm sorry, babe. I'm gonna say sorry to my kids and my family for the heat that I brought on all of us. To all my fellow nominees, you know, this is a community. It's like I won because you voted for me. And it really breaks my heart to have stolen and tarnished tarnished your moment. I can still see Questlove's eyes. You know, it happened on Questlove's award, and you know, it's like I'm sorry really isn't sufficient. What would you say to the people who looked up to you before the slap, or people who expressed that you let them down? So there's two things. One, disappointing people is my central trauma. I hate when I let people down. So it hurts. It hurts me psychologically and emotionally to know I didn't live up to people's image and impression of me. And the work I'm trying to do is I am deeply remorseful, and I'm trying to be remorseful without being ashamed of myself, right? I'm human, and I made a mistake, and I'm trying not to think of myself as a piece of shit. So I would say to those people, I know it was confusing. I know it was shocking. But I promise you, I am deeply devoted and committed to putting light and love and joy into the world. And, you know, if you hang on, I promise we'll be able to be friends again.
God damn it, man. Ugh. Just when you think he can't pull on your heartstrings, nigga. What the fuck? Now, see, I don't even know how to unpack this, but I'm going to try and neatly organize what the fuck that was. Now, if I'm Chris, I don't even know how to, at this point, if you've been watching social media, I'm a fan of comedy, so I watch a lot of comedy, clips, a lot of stand-ups, a lot of just random comedians, and I follow comics. Right now, Kevin Hart, Chris Rock, and I think Dave Chappelle, they're kind of doing like little comedy. Not even, see, that's crazy to even say. There's nothing little about anything that any of them do. But they're doing this comedy tour like around the country, different countries, cities, whatever. They're just doing them, having fun, just trying to live life and forget about the fucking slap heard around the fucking universe. Because I know Aliens on Mars is still watching that shit over and over and over and over again. But Chris Rock he seems like he kind of want to forget that shit. Like, he kind of wants to, like, if I'm Chris Rock, yeah, now that's a part of my story, my everything. And same with Will. And you can see that Will is obviously feeling like, fuck, bro. Like, I can never live this down. It's going to be till I'm 80 years old, till I'm on my deathbed, I'm going to be thinking about that one situation, this one time where I made a complete ass of myself in front of the entire world. But Chris, because Chris is doing his best to try and make light of it. He's on tour with Kevin Hart. Dave Chappelle brought a goat. Well, I think Kevin Hart brought a goat out on stage and said, hey, I'm a goat. Chris is a goat. Dave is a goat. We teamed up and bought you a goat, Chris, and we named him Will Smith. Which is kind of just like, it kind of puts everything in like context. Like, these are all greats at their own right. Chris is a phenomenal comedian, actor, fucking movie maker. Will, same thing, amazing actor, director, artist, Kevin, great actor, artist, producer, every, like, literally all of them, Dave Chappelle, actor, artist, comedian, like, they're all at the top of their field. They're all GOATs. And, I mean, I'm sure at some point Chris is going to want to laugh about this. He's going to want to, I don't even know, like, if my homie slapped me in front of the world, or just, I don't, like, he's not even telling us what relationship they have. I would love to have just, I would love for Chris Rock to make a YouTube channel like Will Smith has, and the first video he ever uploads, I want him and Will to just sit in front of each other and talk. That would be fire. I don't know if they could do a versus live, just... Like, what if this, Swiss Beats Timberland, call me. I got the ideas for you. I'm just going to give you one right here. The first versus live conversation / interview. Will Smith versus Chris Rock. The whole world will tune in to sit down and watch two black men remove their egos, sit down in the same room across from each other, and speak about a moment they have. And I feel like that could literally be the only way to really mend shit and just get shit straight out. Because these are just two people we love and regard for just, like, greatness. Because, fam, like, I don't... Fam. I still can't believe it. I still cannot believe Will Smith walked up on stage and slapped Chris Rock. And then walked back to his seat. Like, thinking about it now, still blows my fucking mind, but just, I don't know. What? No, Jay didn't.
You know, that was one of the things about that moment. I just didn't realize, and, you know, I wasn't thinking, but how many people got hurt in that moment.
Fam. So many people. Like, I don't know how I feel about this Will apology, but, I would just love to see these two kings just sit down and talk to each other, man. Because I feel like that's the only way. Because the slap happened in public. And yes, of course, the apology from Will would have to be in public. But I'm glad Will didn't apologize to Chris in his acceptance speech. Because it would have been like, a little too soon, fam. That shit's crazy what you just did. But I would love to see them sit down and just have a conversation in front of the world and just show everyone we are kings. We can conduct ourselves as kings. We're human. We can all slip up and have mistakes and fall, and you know what I'm saying? But what really shows strength, what really shows character, is for these two to just sit down across from each other and have a conversation in front of the whole world. If they don't end up friends and hugging it out, cool. If they end up being friends, hugging it out, joking about it, cool. All that's cool. But I think what we all would love and what we really, really need is for these two to sit down and chop this shit up, man. Because I know a lot of y'all are saying, oh, it's just a PR stunt. He want us back on his team. He probably finna drop something. So we came out in the pot. I don't think that's what this is. I think Will has been really, really, because he even said some shit in there that really made me, like, that shit kind of made me hurt and cringe. And in a way, he kind of makes me feel bad for him. Like, he's the one who got slapped. Like, he really is internalizing this, and maybe to an unhealthy point where he's really downing himself, like, bro, like, I made myself look like a fool. I made a lot of people look like a fool. My mother was watching this. I made her look like she didn't raise me right. Fucking, I slapped my Tony Rock's brother, he's my close friend. And I could really see a person beating themselves up about this. And we don't want to lose Will Smith. We don't want him to be going through some mental trauma for the rest of his life, because this is some shit that I feel like if he never said anything after that, he would never be able to live it down. And I still feel like till this point, he still feels like he can't live it down. But I just hope they can talk about it, man. Because goddamn, Willie from Philly. In other news, I don't know what the fuck is in the water in America right now, or whatever fucking water that these employees at Disneyland and Sesame Street land. Like, I don't know what's going on, but for the last 2 weeks, I've been seeing just videos of people at amusement parks. Like, for example, when you go to Disneyland, you see characters like Goofy, Minnie Mouse, Daffy Duck, you know, the whole jazz. When you go to Sesame Street Place, I believe I went there once with my grandma, my aunt, and my sister when I was really young. That's a whole long story. We'll get to it another time. But we went to Sesame Street Land, and there was Big Bird and Ernie and all the fucking Sesame Street characters. But for the last 2 weeks, I've been seeing these people who are dressed up in these characters purposefully ignore black children. And I don't like this shit at all.
Let's first discuss what the mother who actually recorded this video says happened. Now, she's the mother to one of those little girls, the aunt to the other. She says they were at Sesame Place, which is a theme park outside of Philadelphia, over the weekend. And as you can see, we're at the parade when she says that you can clearly see that Rosita, you know, gives a high five to the person next to them who is white. And then she says blatantly ignores the two little girls and alleges racism. Now, she says she tried to get the park's attention, tried to talk to a supervisor. That wasn't heard. So she posted this video along with her explanation on social media. And while that was heard by hundreds of thousands of people, it went viral. And the park did respond, as you asked, Allison. Essentially, the park said in part this: our brand, our park, and our employees stand for inclusivity and equality in all forms. That is what Sesame Place is about, and we do not tolerate any behaviors in our parks that are contrary to that commitment. And they offered this, saying it was a misunderstanding that they talked to the performer who was sorry about this, felt bad about it. They said that they were actually saying no to a person who was asking for a photo op by holding a child, which the park does not allow. They also said, you know, it's possible because of the costume they didn't see these two little girls. So again, this went viral. They offered up a second apology to the family in another statement. But as we know, this family has now hired an attorney, and they're not putting this to rest.
All right. Bryn Gengrass, thank you. I'm joined now by Jody Brown, the mother and aunt of those little girls. You see her there in the video, and her lawyer, B. Ivory Lamar. Thank you for being with us. Bryn walked us right up until the moment of that denial from the character. Tell us what happened, and when that moment happened, what went through your mind?
One, I couldn't believe that it happened. It's a child theme park. The kids are supposed to be, you know, happy and, you know, acknowledged and greeted and having a good time. So the fact that this even happened, the fact that this is even going to be a core memory for them when it comes to Sesame Place is actually disgusting and unbelievable to me. I, of course, didn't expect that to happen as I'm recording. I'm just trying to get their reactions because, as everyone can see, they're so excited. So to see the family next to me be acknowledged and to have them be ignored, and then the family right next to us be acknowledged, at that point I have already stopped the video. It was heartbreaking. And in the video you can also see how sad the children are.
Yeah. You say that, and we've talked around it, I want to be explicit here, you believe that whomever is in that costume did not high-five your daughter and niece, didn't hug Skylar and Nyla because they're little black girls.
Yes, because as you can see, now that I spoke up and released my video, now there's multiple parents who have similar videos with that character doing the same thing to the same race of children. So for me, that's not a coincidence at all. It's absolutely disgusting, and I do feel like the organization honestly really and truly needs to accept accountability.
Jody, you see their crestfallen and disappointed after the Rosita character walks by. Did they say anything to you about that moment?
The character itself?
No, the girls.
The girls, in that moment, they're just, you know, sad, like, how come he didn't, you know, give me a high five? What did we do? As you can see, my niece is still reaching out for him. So in that moment, you know, you want to console the children to tell them, like, it's okay. Like, you didn't do anything wrong. Some people are just...
Yeah, man, this shit is sick as fuck. There's another video of a woman dressed like Rapunzel blatantly ignoring two black children, two little girls. I don't know if this video has sound, but the kids are running up to Rapunzel. Literally runs a good 25 feet to her. The Rapunzel is taking pictures with other kids, signing autographs. The little black girls literally go up to her. There's no way she can't see them. Taking pictures with... Literally is taking another picture with a little white girl, and she walks away while the other two girls are trying to get a picture with her. They follow her for a good another 30-45 seconds. Keep asking for a picture. They keep stopping and taking pictures with other little kids, but refusing to take a picture with these two little black girls. Man, my first reaction, and this is some real shit that I feel when I first seen this. This is the first thought that came to my head. A lot of these people who are paid to be in these costumes and be in these character costumes are some bum ass niggas, bro. Now, if you've ever been inside of any of these dress up little character costumes, because I remember in high school, I knew a homie because I was on the football team. He used to wear our mascot was a Bronco, fucking Bronco, which is a horse. So they always had like a horse head and a horse body. I actually put my head in that shit one time. When I'm saying that shit got hotter than Satan's nutsack, bro, that shit is hot, bro. That shit is hot, sweaty, and humid. You can barely see out that motherfucker. So I can tell you for a fact, it is hard to see out some of those costumes. Now, when you get the hang of it and when you can, you're looking around and you're interacting with all the kids and shit, yes. Yes, you can see out that shit. Now, if you can hear someone saying, hey, could you take a picture with my kids right here? Usually what they would do is they would look around towards the ground to see like, okay, there are kids. Pose with them, go on about your business. Now, some of these people in these costumes, they're human. I'm sure they'd be having bad days. It'd be hot as fuck in that costume. But from what it looks like in these videos, this is blatant racism, and that's, it's biased, it's something. I don't know if you want to call it racist, but it's very biased. But to do that to little children, I could get if it's me or some nigga, some huge big nigga with dreads, you're running up to you. But fam, you're in fucking Disneyland. You're at Sesame Street Park, fam. Like, what are these little kids? Why do you have prejudice against these little kids, bro? Like, why? How am I seeing all these videos within a week span of each other, bro? It's just, bro. And if this just comes out to be true, I don't know how they would even determine this to be true. But the video does speak volumes. I'm guessing this is their evidence going into court or whatever, but the evidence from this shit looks pretty obvious to me, and it's disgusting, man. We need to be better as fucking humans on this planet, bro. Like, don't break kids. Breaking little kids' heart, bro. All they do is see these characters on a YouTube, on a TV. They have little dolls of y'all. They play with little Sesame Street toys and little Rapunzel dolls and shit like that. And they come to these places and they want to interact with their favorite character. So to do that to fucking little kids, man, that shit is disgusting. And just nah, it's a no for me, dog. It's a no. I'm not taking my kids, my niece, to any of these fucking places, because just fuck no, bro. No, you're not gonna do that to me, because I'll take that fucking costume off your head real quick and smack the fuck out you. It can get real serious in Disneyland, my nigga. Trust and believe. In other news, man, some more lighthearted news, but some serious motherfucking news we gotta get to, man, because this is probably the most serious shit we gonna talk about all fucking podcast. Klondike, we all know Klondike, man. Klondike bars, everyone knows What Would You Do for a Klondike.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
What would you do, ma'am?
Oh, I'm waiting for my husband. I can stand here.
Okay, stand there.
Just stand here for a Klondike?
Uh-huh.
I don't have to act like a monkey.
Rich chocolate ice cream.
What the fuck?
Ribbit. Smothered in milk chocolate.
Well, all right. For that chocolate-coated ice cream, loaded big and thick, no room for a stick. What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Hi, hon. Oh, can I have one?
Oh, yeah, just stand right here.
Yeah, man, y'all all know that shit. But the real news, man, Klondike Company is doing something that I never thought I'd see in my lifetime, man. The Choco Taco, one of Klondike's most iconic ice cream treats, is now being discontinued after a 40-year run. They dropped a 40 ball on us, man. My whole timeline was fucking just on fire, man. My fucking timeline was set ablaze with fucking news that this fucking chocolate delicacy, this greatness of an invention is going to be no longer distributed or made. Just hit me harder. Then fam, I can't even explain to you how many times I have stolen change out of the in between the couch cushions. I've fucking gone in my parents' car, stole the change out their cup holders so I could have enough money to go to school at lunchtime, go to the ice cream little stand and buy myself a motherfucking Choco Taco, man. It's a fucking waffle cone filled with your favorite ice cream, sometimes vanilla with the chocolate swirls. I had a chocolate Choco Taco one time. I almost died. It was so fucking amazing. I almost had a seizure. Shit was so delicious. It's a waffle cone with your favorite ice cream in it with chocolate drizzled on top. With I don't even know what was on the top. Was it like some, I don't even know, it was like a crunch bar like on top. Shit was fucking delicious. Now, more details have come out about why the ice cream treat was discontinued, those bastards. Over the past 2 years, we've experienced an unprecedented spike in demand across our portfolio and have had to make very tough decisions to ensure availability to our full portfolio nationwide, said a Klondike brand executive to Newsweek. We know this may be very disappointing. Yes, what the fuck? So you telling me Klondike, that y'all, out of all the ice creams y'all could have got rid of, now I'm not gonna lie, I damn near might as well go to the Klondike website and find out what all y'all have to offer. Because if it's not better than the fucking Choco Taco, we are gonna have a motherfucking problem. Now, I seen on social media people going store to store trying to find the last of the Choco Tacos. And man, listen, man, I haven't, okay, hold on, we are on the motherfucking Klondike website, and we're gonna see what they have that they can't fucking put out the Choco Taco. Now I'm seeing the original vanilla Klondike bar. I see ice cream cones. I see a sit back and strawberry shake. Okay, what else y'all got? I see the classics vanilla sandwich, the Reese's Klondike bar, that's cool. Cookies and cream sandwich, Mrs. Fields chocolate chip cookie sandwich, that's always bussin'. The Mrs. Fields chocolate the Mrs. Field chocolate chip cookie sandwich. That was a hitter too, man. You know what I'm saying? The two Mrs. Field cookies with some ice cream in the middle. That shit always busts. Always busts. So I ain't mad at that. They also have the Crunch Bar, Klondike bar. I don't know about the little mint chocolate chip bar. I don't know, but it's still Klondike bars. Just variation. See, in that, so you telling me you getting rid of the Choco Taco? You getting rid of the Choco Taco for all this other bullshit? Now on the website, it still does have Choco Taco, but you know what it says? It says no sellers found. So I can't even buy a motherfucking Choco Taco, nigga. I'm sick. Take that shit off the website, nigga. Y'all a fucking disgrace. I don't ever want to. If I see a nigga eating a motherfucking Klondike bar, I'm slapping that shit the fuck out their hands. Stop fucking playing with us, Klondike. And keep the fucking Choco Taco, fam. That was my whole high school and middle school experience, nigga. Eating terrible, nigga. Not even eating a school mandated lunch, nigga. Just getting a Choco Taco, nigga. God, fam. Now, I know it seems like I'm kidding about this shit, but I'm dead serious. I'm a little bit tight that these niggas really, out of all the shit, get rid of that other dumb shit. They had some dumb, what is this shit called? It's a pouch. Nigga, I don't want no fucking Klondike shake. I don't come to you for milkshakes. If I want a motherfucking milkshake, I'm gonna go to a reputable establishment that makes fantastic milkshakes. I'm gonna go to Steak and Shake or some shit before I get a Klondike shake. You can keep that shit. Bring the fucking Choco Taco back. I'm not fucking playing. Man, you know what? Look at that. Supply and demand. I'm finna make my own Choco Tacos. Then what? Then what you gonna do, Klondike? Can't sue me, nigga. Damn. That shit hurt, man. What else we got? We had some festivals on and new music drop. We're gonna get some new music when I end this. Brittany Griner, we spoke about her a few weeks ago. The WNBA basketball player who is still locked up in Russia because she got caught with like some vapes or something. And basically the U.S. government basically promised her wife and family that they're going to try their best to get her out. And it looks like they're in negotiations to give them a terrorist in exchange for Brittany Griner. Basically, they're giving Russia back some guy who was like, I think his nickname is like the demon of Russia or some shit like that. I can't find the exact details, but basically we're giving Russia back like some dude who sells like weapons, like the dealer of death or some shit. That's like his name, the dealer of death. We're giving that guy back for our WNBA player who got caught with a vape. Yeah, none of my business. But yeah, just get her home. She's been there way too long, away from her family. And a statement that someone else had made a couple weeks ago, that if LeBron James got locked up in Russia, y'all have been had him back. So the reason she's not back yet, I don't know, politics. But prayers and thoughts go to her family. What else do we have? Unfortunately, I have to come in here and report that NBA icon Bill Russell has died at 88 years old. NBA star Bill Russell died on Sunday with his wife by his side. He was 88 years young and a giant in the NBA as the first black coach in any U.S. major league. He was an 11-time champion, 5-time MVP during his storied career, and was valued a basketball icon both on and off the court. Yeah, man. Just legend, man. And to me, I went back and just watched a whole bunch of Bill Russell highlight videos. Dude was nice. And just on top of just first time me ever hearing him was my uncles and shit talking about him. But the first time ever seeing him was him presenting his own award to current players. And that to me just stood out because, man, what NBA player really lives or just gets a chance to award other NBA players with an award named after him? Like the Bill Russell MVP was like always a thing. So in my lifetime watching the NBA. So rest in peace to Bill Russell. A few people came out on his behalf and just spoke on him. Barack Obama spoke on the loss of Bill Russell and said, "We lost a giant." He said, "Today we lost a giant. As tall as Bill Russell stood, his legacy rises far higher, both as a player and a person." He added, "Perhaps more than anyone else, Bill knew what it took to win and what it took to lead on the court. He was the greatest champion in basketball history. Off of it, he was a civil rights trailblazer, marching with Dr. King and standing with Muhammad Ali." He also continued to say, "For decades, Bill endured insults and vandalism, but never let it stop him from speaking up for what's right. I learned so much from the way he played, the way he coached, and the way he lived his life. Michelle and I send our love to Bill's family and everyone who admired him." So just shout out to Bill Russell and just just the long life of just living his truth, being the greatest person he could be while he was on this earth, man. And you just got to respect it. What else we got? We got a few other things that I want to talk about. A few things I'm going to just skip over. Twitter basically reacted to Donald Trump burying his wife, Ivana Trump, on a golf course. It's saying Ivana's body was buried in a grassy area on Trump's golf course. Earlier this month, his ex-wife, Ivana Trump, passed away at the age of 73. I'm gonna stay the fuck away from this story. If y'all want to look up this and I don't even want to talk about this. This just seems like some shit the CIA, FBI would want to hear, and I'm staying the fuck away from it, cause just no. But yeah, if you really want to know, go look up how she died. And yeah, she's buried on one of the Trump golf courses. Yeah, just none of my business. But in other news, Joe Biden tests positive for COVID and he decided to make a fucking video about it. I don't know why.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID.
No, I didn't.
Double vaccinated, double boosted. Symptoms are mild, and I really appreciate your inquiries and your concerns. But I'm doing well. I'm getting a lot of work done. I'm going to continue to get it done. And in the meantime, thanks for your concern, and keep the faith. It's going to be okay.
Who made him get up from his bed and make this video, fam? We didn't need to know all that. You got COVID, fam. You're good. Just Kamala, Kamala, be by the phone. Be by the phone, Kamala. But I hope he gets better. We got a lot going on in this country. You need to still be here to get through some of this stuff. But what else do we got? A new federal bill is going to be introduced to ban rap lyrics from being used as evidence in trials. That's good. Rolling Loud expands to Thailand in 2023. I'm trying to go to that. Definitely got to pop out to Thailand. What else did I want to talk about? Now, Tyrese says something that was really interesting to me, and if I wanted to stay in here for another 2 hours, I would. But we're definitely going to get that on the next podcast, because that's a really interesting topic. I want to get to is basically Tyrese said something to the effects of, Tyrese says 43-year-olds shouldn't date 25-year-olds. And as simple as that sounds, that's kind of deep. I don't know what the fuck is this video of. Yeah, I don't know what Tyrese got going on. He said, stop trying to convince me that your daughter is not a snake. I just want to be released from this strong, devilish allure. The sexual seduction of a masterful manipulator who knows how to convince everyone that she's not mean of there to kill you. Please, God, release me. Release me from your poison. Release me from your stronghold. Me, I belong to the kingdom. I have so much more work to do. I am single now. I want everyone to DM me. Have fun with Zelly Timothy. She's verified now and wasn't ready to be married. She still wanted to go big. Zane, live her best life. I want to get married, settle down, and really, really nest and embrace the comforts of my family and married life. I smoke hookah at home every day, so I don't want to be in your clubs around your women. I want to stay home and be the hardworking family man that I am. Jesus Christ. Now, it looks like this is stemming from Tyrese and his Instagram girlfriend. I'm guessing she is 25 and he is 43. And I feel like I could have told you that, Tyrese. I mean, I guess what he's really saying is like, yo, like, yeah, like, bro, like, I don't want to do all that extra shit. I don't want to be in the clubs. I don't want to keep up with the money bag yo's and shit. Like, I don't want to have to do all that shit. I just want a faithful girl. I want her to, you know, not have the urge to go out and shake ass and just show off for people that really don't matter. I really would just like for us to enjoy life together. You know, go traveling, chill at the house, smoke hookah, eat good, live good, and just enjoy each other's company. I guess he's just trying to chill. And it looks like his girl was trying to snake him or some shit. But yeah, man, this is definitely a deeper conversation, because a lot of old niggas these days are fucking on 25, 24, 23. You know what I'm saying? They're really out here, because a lot of these girls now have a lot of passive income. They're getting to that bag. They're in these spaces where older gentlemen are. And, you know, if you're an older nigga and you got some bread, shit, I'm attracted to nice little young tenderoni. Nice little sexy bitch coming through. Like, you know what I'm saying? Them young girls make you feel like, you know, you alive, like you know what I'm saying, like you still got it. But are y'all really compatible? Maybe not. But definitely a good conversation. I may save that for another day. Lollapalooza was this weekend, another festival. Since it is festival season, Cordae popped out with a fucking 1970s beer. Yo, I wanted to come in here and just roast the fuck out of Cordae, but I love Cordae. Yo, they said he has a Civil War general beard. Hey, yo, fam, that shit is nuts. Hey, yo, niggas said, wait, Cordae got a weave beard for Lollapalooza? Him and Jimmy Butler wilding this week. Yeah, that's one thing we did talk about. See, that's the one thing about Jimmy Butler and his hair, bro. I fucked with it. I'm here for the fake. Listen, bro, he had hair. It's one thing if you're bald as fuck and you just put the weave in your hair, you just get extensions. Like, that's one thing. But if you already have hair, like Jimmy Butler had braids, he had hair, he had an afro. Like, I can see putting in fake locks. I can see it. These bitches out here doing it. Bitches out here may not respect it. But, nigga, fuck them bitches. I'm Jimmy Butler, nigga. I'm Jimmy Buckets, nigga. Like, I make millions of dollars. And I'm that nigga. Yeah, I feel like having long-ass hair today. Fuck it. I want long dreads. I'm finna go to Brazil or Peru. Yeah, nigga, I'm going on vacation. Let me get some hair. I want to feel my hair blowing in the wind. The fuck? But no, Corday, this is a big no. Shave that shit off exponentially, bro. That shit is disgusting. You look like fucking Action Bronson. That is no. Corday, no. Just no. It's a big no for me, dog. In the best Randy Jackson voice, it's a no for me, big dog. What else happened at Lollapalooza? Big Sean, Janae Aiko showed off their baby bum. Little Dirk accidentally got hit in the face by an explosive on stage. He has his eye all patched up. He said he's gonna take some time to recover, spend time with family. I just hope he feels better. Hope he's recovering good. But that shit did look kind of bad. So, prayers for Dirk. Hope he recovers soon. New music. What new music? We had the Beyonce album finally come out. I started listening to it today. It's really not that bad. 16 songs, an hour, 2 minutes. Thames on there. Grace Jones. Beam is on there. And so far, it's a pretty good album. Like, I'm getting really jiggy with it. I'm fucking with it. They're saying Rod Wave put out a single, his bitch ass. He did not drop the album, but there is a pre-order, so seems like it's coming really, really soon. Who else dropped? Wiz Khalifa dropped his Multiverse project. 17 songs, 59 minutes. Features from They, Groove. No. Who else? Couple features from They and Girl Talk. So shout out Wiz. Definitely gotta listen to that new Wiz. I know some other people dropped. I think Mozzie dropped his album. You know, Dolph dropped a single. Oh shit, K Camp dropped a new project, 12 songs, 31 minutes. Definitely gotta listen to that. That 3 a.m. in Miami. Just I haven't heard nothing, but I can't wait to hear that. Here's a feature from Neo and Doughboy on the project. So Vibe Forever is the title. Definitely gotta hear some new K Camp. And I'm still waiting for the game to drop Drillmatic. I'm still mad about that he hasn't dropped it yet. But hopefully he was on LA Leakers. We can get a game out really soon. And Lil Uzi dropped his Red and White EP. I have not listened to any of it yet. I definitely need to. Tomorrow when I'm working out, I'll probably cut that on. But I don't really have too much more to tell you guys. I'm gonna look one more time to see if I have any more developing stories. I don't think so. I hope not. Nah, man, it's looking like nothing else has happened as of late. So I'm gonna go ahead and get on out of here. Thank you so much for tuning in, tapping in with your uncle, man. Like always, I love you guys. Thank you so much for coming in here and just kicking it with your uncle, man. Because you know when you're here with your uncle, I ain't going to do nothing but tell you the truth. I'm just going to kick it with you. We're going to talk about whatever. I'm just keep everything in stack with you. I'm going to tell you how I feel. I'm going to tell you what it is. You know what I'm saying? But most importantly, man, follow your dreams. Put that extra work in. Put that extra mile in. It goes a long way. Your hard work will pay off. No matter what, man. And most importantly, man, brush your fucking teeth, wash your hands, wash your face, floss. flossing is important. Stay safe, and most importantly, man, stay dangerous. I'll see y'all next time, man. I love you. I'm out.
Yeah, you won't capture my soul. I'ma get no be so. Make you one wombo lumbo. Peru, pa. Peru, peru, pa. I'm loose. Even Peru done the para. To nothing Josie, I'm in Josie. Won't call it for one Josie. I'm not playing with you, I'm not joking. My thought of mom is loaded. Me okin fago, but I'm on bully. I'm on duty, but I'm on lucky. They want do me. They want do me, they want do me, cause they want do me. When you won't want me, when you won't want me, I'm in San Francisco, Jami. When you won't want me, when you won't want me, I just flew in from Miami. Peru, para, Peru, Peru, para. I'm loose, even Peru done me, para.
Pour out the bottle, I wanna level up. When I'm with you, I never get enough. Slow wine, I'm not in a rush. I can hear music when you're here. Tonight we're rolling, party till closing. Since I put the ring on the finger, it's still frozen. Love in slow motion, I wanna feel you over me, yeah. Something magic in your eyes, yeah. Girl, I love the way you ride it. And it happens every time you arrive, that's right. Girl, I want you in my life, yeah. There's a heaven in this right here, yeah. I will never leave your side, stay tonight. When you won't see me, when you won't see me, I'm in West London this evening. Giving me the feelings, no I'm not leaving till I fly LA next weekend. Peru, nah, girl I'd rather go find somewhere quiet. You glow, and I get lost here in your eyes. I'ma gain all be so, girl you just capture my soul. I'ma gain all be so, make me wanna just take you home. Peru, bye. I'm loose, even Peru don't de para.
Peru, para, Peru, Peru, para. I'm loose, even Peru don't de para. Peru, para, Peru, Peru, para. I'm loose, even Peru don't de para.
Once again, man, thank you so much for joining. Thank you so much for tuning in. I do this shit for y'all, man. I'ma go kill this NyQuil. But y'all vibe out. Come back next week. And I love y'all, man. Stay safe. Most importantly, stay dangerous. I'm mad!
Turn my headphones down a little bit, yeah.
Static selector.
No tune. Turn my voice up a little bit.
Yeah.
Nightmares about my deepest secrets out. 2 months inside the crib, it's time for me to leave the house. I wanna put my hands around a girl that I've been thinking about. At a distance, I feel like she's someone I would keep around. But when we're together, I be thinking, damn, I need to get back to Atlanta. I be thinking, damn, I need to get back to the music. Time keeps slipping, gotta watch the way I use it. A lot of new acquaintances, I watch the way they moving. Watch how much stock I'm putting in the way I look, cause it's gon' wash away the soonest. The girls I talk to want the truth from me directly, but I tell them in my music, it's an awful way to do it. I would like to find love for my time's up. Don't get me wrong, I know I'm young and I ain't trying to rush. It just seems nice, but it's tough when nobody matches up to the hype, but really are the way they seem like. Right after Mac Miller died, Static took me to the club and told me what a great person that he was. First person I had spoke to that was hurt the way he was. It stuck with me then, and it still does. At times, it feels like the end times. I feel like I'm gonna get everything I want in time, but will it be in time? A pandemic and climate change at the same time doesn't make you feel like everything's fine. Quite the opposite. I'm a skeptic, but I'm still quite the optimist. I'ma try to stay that way till I do not exist. I'm hoping for some more time, in fact, a lot of it. I'm hoping for some more time. I'm hoping for some more time.
it back. Choose what you spend it on wisely.
Access denied.